Only one of the inscribed artifacts, a gold vessel with the name of a known ruler, Mesqalamdug, was found in a grave chamber. So Puabi's cylinder seal was found right outside of the chamber. Mesqalamdug's vessel was found in the chamber. And that does help reinforce the idea that these are rulers. It is possible that some of the gifts were given by other rulers rather than actually belonging to the people in the chamber. So one theory is that it is not only kings and queens buried in these chamber tombs, but that we also have members of the elite that were especially favored by a king or a queen. To me, this does not seem especially convincing because we don't get a lot of information about a ruling elite, an important group of governors or military leaders or even bureaucrats who were especially important to a king in the early dynastic period. The focus is solely on the ruler. One of the biggest puzzles about the royal graves at Ur revolves around this practice of ritual murder or suicide. Why was this act considered necessary at this time? As I said, these graves and the death pits associated with them are unparalleled at any other time in Mesopotamian history. It's a little difficult to understand the meaning, but we do get some hint of a possible explanation in the story of the death of Gilgamesh. If you remember, I told you that there are, in addition to the Epic of Gilgamesh, there are also other stories that described this king of Uruk. The story about his death does record that he was buried with female members of his family, as well as some courtiers. It also describes Gilgamesh building his chamber tomb before his death. He realized he was near his death, and so he begins construction on his tomb. Outside of Mesopotamia, there are examples of ritual murder in other cultures. It is not a common feature in that it lasts for several generations, but anthropologists stress that it can occur in a time of great crisis in a community, perhaps during a plague or a famine. It is possible that this scenario might explain the Ur graves. We don't have any other written sources that could describe what sort of crisis existed, but a famine may not appear in the texts. You remember that most texts from the early dynastic period only discuss the actions of a king, and so he would not be eager to discuss what he would see as a plague or a famine or some divine occurrence that would interfere with his reign. And the ritual suicide may be our only evidence for some greater problem, widespread problem in Mesopotamia. The wealth of these graves is overwhelming. And if we add to that the evidence for mass suicide or murder on the death of a ruler, we do get a real sense of the power of a king and a queen. In the next lecture, we will meet Sargon, a king of Akkad, who became so powerful that he united northern and southern Mesopotamia for the first time under his rule. So we begin to see what, as we move from one generation of kings who set themselves apart in their burials, next, we see a king who expands his military might and controls a much larger area than we've seen to this time.